Father?
The Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
A teenage boy has his own way of looking at the world. To Henry Aldrich, things always look rosy. And then suddenly, spots begin to appear before his eyes. Trouble spots. The scene opens at a neighbor's front door.
Henry, won't you please listen to me? Don't you realize if we stop here, we may be late to school?
Homer, this is the last house we're going to stop at. I promise you. And we've got our bicycles, haven't we?
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, Mrs. Jones. We're here.
Yes?
Don't you remember, Mrs. Jones? You told me yesterday you'd look in your basement for some waste paper.
Oh, yes, Henry, of course. Only my husband forgot all about it.
He did.
Now, just what is it you want us to get ready for you?
Gee whiz, the government can use anything. Bags, boxes, newspapers.
How about old clothes?
Old clothes? Homer, what would you think?
Well, would you think old clothes would come under the jurisdiction of waste paper?
I have quite a few, if you could use them.
Well, look, suppose we let you know later in the day about the old clothes part.
All right.
Sure, goodbye.
And, Mrs. Jones, if you have any funny papers, have your husband put those sort of to one side.
Oh, the government has a special use for them?
Why, the government will get them all right. I just want to sort them out first.
All right.
Hey, Homer, hurry up and get your bicycle and come on.
What class do we have first this morning, Henry?
Algebra.
Well, gee, I don't mind being a couple of minutes late to that.
Hey, Homer, wait!
What's the matter?
Can't you see what's happened to me? The cuff of my trousers has caught my wheel sprocket.
Gee whiz, Henry, how did you do that? Push your right leg around real slow, Henry, and then reverse.
Homer, do you want me to break my leg?
I've got you, Henry, I've got you. Now get off very slow.
Well, wait. On which side do you think I ought to try?
You can only swing one leg, Henry. Use your head.
Easy, Homer. Do you want me to tear these good trousers?
Look, stand on one leg a second while I turn the sprocket.
Okay. Easy now.
Gee whiz, I'm getting full of grease.
Hurry up and turn it.
I can't. The darn thing is stuck.
Well, turn it backwards. Gee whiz, I'm standing all twisted on one foot, and we're gonna be late for school.
Look, Henry, let's be sensible. Let's just lay the bicycle down on its side, and you sort of lie down on top of it.
Right in the middle of the street? Well, all right. But easy, Homer, easy.
I'm laying it down easy.
Wait, gee. Hey, look out!
Henry, get up.
I can't.
Well, let go of my necktie.
Homer, is that important? Look at me. Look at me.
Why?
Look at the back of my trousers. They're practically ripped all the way up the middle.
Mary?
Yes, Mother?
Have you been up in Henry's room?
No, I haven't. Not since he left for school, Mother.
Well, my goodness, I wonder what became of Henry's good trousers. He asked me before breakfast to mend a small hole in them, and I told him I wouldn't, and I forgot all about it.
Well, it certainly isn't anything to worry about, Mother.
I know, dear, but I did promise Henry I'd fix it before he left for school. And you know how careful he is of his appearance.
I'll answer the phone, Mother. Hello?
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 Who is this?
Who is this?
I asked you first.
This is Mary Aldrich. May I ask who this is?
Well, look, is anybody home?
What's that?
I mean, Henry's mother has gone out, hasn't she?
No, she hasn't. Mother, it's for you.
But wait, hey, wait.
Who is it, dear?
I don't know. It sounds as though it might be the butcher.
Really? Maybe he finally has a roast for us. Hello?
Hello?
Don't tell me you really have some meat for us.
What's that?
Is it a rib?
Is it ribbed? How did you know? Jesus, I've got the wrong number.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Homer. Won't you step inside the house so you don't get cold?
No, thanks, Mr. Smith. I'm late for school as it is. Did you find a needle and thread?
Well, Homer, Mrs. Smith isn't here right now, and I looked all over the house and found this thimble. But I'll be doggone if I can find any needle and thread.
But gee whiz, how's Henry gonna walk?
Where is Henry?
Right over there on that lawn behind that bush. We had the accident in front of it, and I dragged him around behind it. And boy...
Homer!
I'm coming, Henry. Mr. Smith was nice enough to find a thimble for us.
Well, come here quick.
Okay. And thanks very much, Mr. Smith.
Okay. Homer, I just had an idea. Do you have any paper clips?
Any what?
Paper clips. Look, I found one in my pocket, and I fixed my pants up as far as the back of my knee. But from there on... Gee.
Paper clips, well, let's see.
Oh, boy, if my folks hear about this... I was trying to talk my father into buying me a new suit at breakfast. And you'll say I did this on purpose.
Here's a clip, Henry.
You got one?
Sure, I've got two. I forgot I used them for cufflinks. Turn around, Henry, and I'll clip you together.
Hello, Sam. Are you busy?
Well, Harriet, how are you?
Fine. Sam, here are those papers you want me to sign.
All right.
And, Sam, it isn't any of my business. I'm only Henry's aunt. But may I ask why you and Alice don't buy Henry some new clothes?
What's that?
I just saw him on the way to school, Sam, and frankly, I was just a bit amazed.
Amazed at what?
At the way he looked. Do you always let him go to school looking like that?
What do you mean? I had breakfast with him. He looked all right then.
Well, did you take a good look at him, or did you just sit there reading the paper the way you usually do?
Why, I thought I looked at him, Harriet. Henry didn't by any chance ask you to come in here and talk me into buying him a new suit, did he?
Sam, I haven't been near him.
I thought you said you'd just seen him.
I did, but I was with Mrs. Johnson, the minister's wife, and I just pretended I didn't even know him.
Hey, Homer, how do I look? How do I look?
If I were you, Henry, I'd sit down and I wouldn't stand up for anything.
The class will come to order, please. Order?
After class, Henry, I'll try to get you some big paper clips.
Homer Brown, did you come in here to visit with Henry Aldrich or to learn something about algebra?
To learn something about algebra, Miss Sutherland.
Then please turn around and face me. I'd like to explain to all of you, especially to those who've been asking me whether you passed in yesterday's exam, that I haven't had time to correct the papers yet. Now then, before we begin, you all know that this school is conducting a campaign to collect waste paper for the government. Consequently, I'm going to call on one of our most active collectors, who will explain just what and why we are supposed to do it. Henry Aldrich, I'll turn the class over to you.
To me, Miss Sutherland?
That's right. And incidentally, I think you should all know that only yesterday, Henry spent all afternoon cleaning out all the old papers that had accumulated in this classroom. Now, Henry, begin.
Well, the government...
Henry, wouldn't you like to stand, please?
I tell you, if I can just stay seated, Miss Sutherland, I can keep my mind better on the government.
Just the same, even though this is not an English class, I think we should all learn to talk on our feet. Will you please stand?
Yes, ma'am. Well, the government makes shelf containers out of paper, and they make food containers and stuff for other things, and they also make...
Henry, do you have to lean against your desk like that?
Well...
You haven't anything to be ashamed of. Just stand right up and take your hands from behind your back.
Yes, ma'am.
In fact, why don't you come down here in front of the class where we can all see you and explain matters?
Now?
Yes, Henry. Remember, you have a very important message.
You mean walk all the way down... All the way down.
Wait, Henry, didn't you just drop a paper clip?
Oh, gee whiz.
Would you like to pick it up?
Well, I'll tell you. No. Why should I bend over just to pick up a paper clip?
I'll get it for him, Miss Sutherland.
Henry, may I ask why you're sitting down again?
Who, me? Well, I thought I'd explained everything.
But you haven't said anything.
Well, could you let me say something to you alone?
Henry, there's no excuse for any such display of shyness.
But I want to whisper something in your ear.
It's pretty serious, Miss Sutherland. You better go to him.
Mother?
Yes, Mary?
Mother, Homer Brown is on the phone, and he wants to know something.
What does he want, dear?
Well, first I thought it was that mysterious voice again, but it wasn't. He says he's phoning from the high school.
Well, dear, what does he want?
He sounds awfully excited, and the only thing I can make out is that they're having some kind of drive or something, and they want to know whether we'd like to bring some clothes over.
Clothes?
Yes, Mother. It has something to do with Henry. I guess he's helping them in the drive, and it's very urgent.
Well, dear, go back to the phone and tell Homer we're very much interested, but neither one of us can take anything over today.
Yes, Mother.
Later in the week, perhaps we can get a bundle over.
All right.
And tell him to tell Henry not to be so impatient. He knows very well how busy I am.
Yes, Mother. Hello?
Hello.
Will you please tell Henry we'd be very glad to cooperate, but we're too busy to do anything today.
What's that?
Goodbye. I've got to go.
But wait.
Homer, won't you please come along the corridor with me and just walk behind me?
Henry, I have to go to chemistry. And gee whiz, didn't I phone your house for you?
Sure, and what good did it do? You didn't mention the fact that this was my best suit I'd ruined, did you?
Henry, when I got through, your sister didn't even know what I'd been talking about. And listen, I've got to go.
But can't you just cover me until I get down to the faculty room?
Well, what are you going down there for?
Miss Sutherland told me to. She's gone to the girls' sewing room to get a needle and thread, and I'm to wait in the faculty room. Now, come on, get behind me.
Nobody's going to see you, Henry. There isn't anybody in the corridor. And I've got to beat it, or I'll get the deuce from Mr. Nelson.
But gee whiz!
Young man.
Oh, what's that? Oh, hello, Miss Shea.
May I ask why you find it necessary to walk down this hall sideways with your back against the wall?
Oh, well, I tell you, I was just looking at those paintings on the other wall over there, and I wanted to... They're very nice.
Don't you have a class this period?
Yes, but Miss Sutherland didn't think I ought to go to it in my present condition.
You have a headache?
Well, no. No, it's not exactly up there.
Hello, Samuel Aldridge speaking.
Sam, this is Harriet again.
Yes, Harriet?
Sam, I don't want to meddle in anything that isn't my business, but did you see this morning's paper?
Yes, what is it? Something about me?
No, it's an ad for boys' suits.
Now, Harriet, I am not buying Henry any suit. If you're going to brood about that, I'm sorry, but the one he has is quite good enough.
Then that's all, Sam. Goodbye.
But, Harriet, why take it that way? Hello? That's a fine thing. Hello, Harriet?
Hello, is this Mr. Aldrich?
It is. Who is this?
This is Mrs. Jones, Mr. Aldrich.
I beg your pardon?
Mrs. Jones over on Maple Street. When Henry stopped at my house on his way to school this morning, I asked him whether he could use a couple of old suits of Mr. Jones.
What's that?
And I have them right here, Mr. Aldrich. The only thing is, I'm going out now, and I wondered if Henry could come over this evening and get them.
Mrs. Jones, did Henry ask you for those suits?
No. It just occurred to me when I saw him this morning that he might be able to use them.
Well, Mrs. Jones, Henry will not have any use for those suits. And I don't see why you should jump to the conclusion that...
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. I appreciate your calling, Mrs. Jones. But so far as I'm concerned, Henry looks quite all right in what he has.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Excuse me, Mr. Bradley, but am I in your way at all?
Henry, may I ask what you're doing here in the faculty room?
Miss Sutherland said I didn't have to go to class. She said I... Here's what happened.
Yes?
I'm on the waste paper committee, see, and this morning I was collecting some, see?
Henry, collecting waste paper is important, but you have plenty of time after school to worry about a thing like that. And there is no waste paper here in the faculty room.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Now, would you mind leaving me alone in here, please?
Yes, Mr. Bradley. But the only thing is...
Henry, I'd like to be alone.
Yes, sir. I'll go.
Hello, Mr. Bradley.
Homer Brown is here in the main office and says he's supposed to see you.
Homer Brown? What about?
Well, he was late to chemistry again, and Mr. Nelson told him to come in here.
Miss Shea, I can't see him now. Tell him to come back to the office at 3 o'clock.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
And if anyone wants me, I'm not to be disturbed.
Yes, Mr. Bradley. Goodbye.
Who's there? Come in.
It's Miss Sutherland. I won't come all the way in. Are you all right in there?
What's that?
Just take off your trousers, please, and hand them to me. I'm in a hurry.
What's that?
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Right now it's intermission, and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy.
Thank you.
Getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. As the result of a bicycle accident, Henry has had to go to school with his trousers ripped most of the way up the back. The scene opens in the Aldrich front hall. Henry's sister Mary is speaking.
Just a minute, and I'll tell my mother you're here.
Okay, sure.
Mother! There's a man at the front door who says Henry asked him to come and give an estimate on some waste paper that he's collected.
Mary, I'm in no condition to talk to anyone about waste paper.
But, Mother, Henry's going to give the money to the Red Cross, and don't you think one of us ought to take him down to the basement and let him see the paper?
Dear, I don't know. I just had the most embarrassing thing happen.
What is it?
As long as I live, I'll never get over it.
Mother, is somebody sick? What's happened?
I just had a phone call from Mrs. Smith.
Yes?
And what do you think she said? She apologized, Mary, for not being in this morning when Henry stopped to borrow a needle and thread to fix his trousers.
Henry what?
She said all her husband was able to give him was a thimble. And by the time he'd gotten there, that little hole I'd forgotten to fix had apparently ripped right down the seam. And he was in such an awful condition, he had to wrap himself in Homer's windbreaker.
Oh, my goodness, in public? Mother, what would people say?
I'm going to die, Mary. I'm just going to die. It's going to go all over town, and it was all my fault.
Listen, Henry, what are you doing here in this math room?
Homer, I came in here because I got put out of the faculty room. And there isn't any class in here, and I... Have you seen Miss Sutherland?
You mean she hasn't sewed you up yet?
No.
Well, look, do you suppose we could do anything with glue?
With glue?
Sure, maybe some quick drying stuff.
Henry Aldrich, may I ask where you've been?
Oh, hello, Miss Sutherland.
Henry, if I'm willing to try to help you, it seems to me the least you can do is cooperate and wait until I'm where I tell you to.
But, Miss Sutherland, I tried to. Are you ready to go to work on me?
I was ready. I was all ready to sew you, and then something happened when I knocked on the door of the faculty room, and I dropped the needle and thread, and I certainly have no time left to go back and get another.
Oh, do you think I could go back and find it for you, Miss Sutherland?
If I were you, Homer, I wouldn't go near the faculty room. And, Henry, may I ask...
Are you looking for something, Miss Sutherland?
Yes, I'm trying to find yesterday's examination papers so that I can correct them.
Oh, were they in this room?
Yes, did you see them when you cleaned the place out yesterday?
You mean... What's that?
Yesterday, didn't you ask me whether there weren't some stacks of old papers in this classroom that you could have?
Yes, ma'am, I got them.
I helped him.
Sure, you said you wanted them out of your way.
That may be true, but do you realize that you carried off the exam papers?
What's that?
Gee whiz, you mean the papers the whole class had just handed in?
I do.
Henry, how did you happen to do a thing like that?
And, Henry, I couldn't help you now if I had to. I've got to go down to the office and have a brand new set of questions typed.
You mean we have to take the exam over, Miss Sutherland?
I do. And I shall explain to the class whose fault it is.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Henry Aldrich, is that you in there?
Why, Miss Shea? Are you looking for me?
I've been looking all over for you. Here's a bundle your sister left for you.
A bundle? A bundle?
She said she had time to bring it over after all.
Coleman, look, I'm all fixed.
Can't you come here and get it?
I'll take it to him, Miss Shea. He's sort of saving himself.
And thank you very much, Miss Shea.
That's quite all right.
Homer, didn't I tell you my mother would come to the rescue?
And do you realize, Henry, that I got every question right in that exam yesterday? And now I have to take the whole darn thing over?
Homer, which is more important, an algebra exam or the fact that I at least have some pants to take it in? Listen, Homer.
Now what's the matter?
Did Miss Shea say... Homer, look at what my mother sent me.
What?
A skirt. And a silk nightgown.
What's that?
A bathrobe. Listen, Homer, didn't you mention pants?
Really? Is that all you could possibly pay my brother for all these papers here in this basement?
That's all, lady.
Even when he's giving the money to the Red Cross?
Well, I'm helping the Red Cross, too, lady.
But look at the quality of this paper. Look at these examination papers. My goodness, that isn't just ordinary...
You don't find paper like that just any place.
Well, that's all I can give you.
All right, you can have it. The government certainly needs it.
Sure, lady. I can have it?
Yes, sir.
Mary, are you down cellar?
Yes, Father. I'm just coming up. Are you home already?
I am. Where's your mother?
She's upstairs lying down, I think. She had some awful news come this afternoon, and she got a terrible headache.
What happened?
I'm right here, Sam. What is it you want?
Tell us what happened that gave you a headache.
Sam, I'd rather not go into it. Simply about Henry.
Now, Alice, if you're going to start talking about Henry's appearance, I'd first like to explain something.
Sam, have you heard about it?
Yes, it seems to be all over town.
Well, before you say anything more, I think you should know I do have a great many things on my mind running a house this size. And it's very unfair of you to put the blame on me.
Alice, when did I do anything like that?
You certainly just insinuated
it. Alice, all I'm asking is why you ever let the boy go out like that. I'm reasonable, Alice. I'm reasonable. You don't have to force me into something.
Sam Aldrich, you mean you think I did it on purpose?
Well, Alice, after all, when... Alice, where are you going?
Back to bed.
Now, hold still, Henry. Hold still. Why don't you want me to help you?
I'm holding still, Homer. I was just trying to see how far you'd sewed me.
Well, lie still. I'll let you know when I finish you.
Well, the only thing is, did you ever try lying on a desk that has a railing around the top of it?
And boy, when I get home this afternoon,
do you know what I bet's going to happen?
What?
I bet my father will cut off my allowance for all the rest of this year.
Gee whiz, he will. Has he ever done anything like that, Henry?
I never had a thing like this happen before. And gee, my mother, she won't even speak to me.
Henry, do you want to get jabbed with this needle?
Why don't you let me turn around a little and watch?
Now listen, Homer.
What's the matter? What are you sewing me with?
Just a needle and thread.
Where'd you get that needle? It's 3 inches long.
I got it down in the gym. They use it for lacing footballs.
And look at that thread.
What's the matter with it? It's good and strong. It's rawhide.
But gee whiz.
Now, there, you can get up. That's a very good job, Henry.
But, Homer, look at the size of the stitches you took.
I had to draw the cloth together, didn't I? Didn't you ever see anybody mend a sail? Oh, boy, who do you suppose that is?
Is Aldrich in there?
Is who in here? Homer, did he say Aldrich?
Hey, let us in!
What is it you want?
We want you, Aldrich! The algebra class is out here. What did you do with our exam papers?
Well, listen, fellas, I can explain everything.
Explain nothing. Open that door and let us in.
But the government needs waste paper, fellas. Do you realize how many targets they can make with 100 pounds of examination papers?
Open that door!
Hey, Henry, let's go out the window.
Homer, we're on the second floor.
Hey, open that door!
Now, listen, fellas, I represent the government.
Hello?
Hello, is Henry Aldrich there?
No, he isn't. Who is this?
This is Homer Brown.
Oh, my goodness, Homer, do you know where Henry is? We've waited dinner, and we haven't heard one word from him since school let out.
Well, I'll tell you, Mary, he's coming home.
Where's he been?
He's coming home. It's nice and dark, and the sun is down, and no one can see him, and he's coming home.
Oh.
And I just thought you would ask your mother and father not to jump on him too much. It really wasn't his fault. I was there all the time, Mary.
What happened?
Well, they finally got the door unlocked, see, and they got in, and because of the exams, they ruined him.
Homer, will you tell me what happened?
Somebody got hold of the end of the rawhide and pulled.
What's that?
Never mind. When you see him, you'll understand.
Mary? But Homer! Homer!
Mary, does Homer know anything about Henry?
Yes, Mother, but my goodness, that Homer Brown, he's just getting crazier and crazier.
Henry, is that you?
Oh, gee whiz.
Henry Aldrich, will you please come here?
Yes, Mother. And, boy, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Dear, why didn't you come home before?
I've been waiting for it to get dark, Mother.
You mean you were so ashamed of your appearance?
Well, I'll tell you.
Now, dear, don't try to tell me anything. Just sit down, Henry, and make yourself comfortable.
What's that? First, here's what
happened.
Would
you like some hot soup before I get you a nice plate of chicken, dear?
You mean...
Henry, I just want to say this. I've never felt so bad about anything in all my life.
But, Mother, won't you let me explain?
You don't have to. We do a thing like this. Will never happen again.
It won't? You mean you're going to take my bicycle away?
My goodness, Henry, I guess you don't realize how sorry Mother feels about it.
She does?
There's one consolation, though. You've certainly done your share in collecting waste paper.
You think I have, Mary?
My goodness, I think you deserve some kind of decoration.
Dear, are you catching cold?
Well, I've sort of had a draft up my leg all day.
Alice, is that Henry?
Yes, Sam.
Oh, boy. But, Mother, will you try to tell him my side of it?
We all know all about it, son. And tomorrow we're going down to the Emporium and buy you a new suit.
We are?
Yes, sir, and I want you to know I should never have let a thing like this happen.
Now, Sam, it wasn't really your fault. It was partly my fault.
Now, Alice, the whole thing was my fault.
What was?
By the way, Henry, did you get my nightgown?
Rebroadcast of the Aldrich Family is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.